Good morning, it's your Daily Scramble Live, and she is an American girl. Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Awesome. Because that's what Americans say.
Did you say awesome?
Awesome.
Awesome? You can't say that on the radio. You get in trouble with the FCC.
I'm very good, thank you.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and a lot of people saying congratulations on Facebook today.
I know, it's actually a good administration to have become an American, because everybody's saying, I have made America great again.
That's right, and there's somebody else said, we need your vote, which I'm going to reply today. Are you aware that Ava Burton is a Nazi?
No! It'd
be a funny thing to say, it wouldn't be true, but it'd be funny. Great, well, so you're going to tell us about the experience of it this morning.
It was mostly them doing paperwork.
So,
going, check it.
Let's explain.
I was in the room for 43 minutes.
Right. 43 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, it was pretty quick, isn't it?
Yes, well, the guy said that, who took me for the interview, he said that I was the second of the day, his second of the day. Mm. They each do nine, and there's a lot of them doing
it. They do nine a day?
Yeah. And okay. He said, the chap that had gone before me, his case was very...
Can't say chap, you're American now.
Guy.
Dude.
Yeah. The gentleman that had gone before me, his case had been very complicated.
Oh.
I don't know why. But he said he'd been working, you know, within that arena for 20 years and he'd never come across a case like that before, so
really?
God knows. I don't know what the problem was. I was there 43 minutes, but that was pretty quick because I had... all my papers.
You were all in order, weren't you?
And
because you'd obsessively got it all together the night before and made sure everything was right and triple checked it and all. You have to, though.
Do you know why I was so obsessive like that?
Mm.
Because I just couldn't face coming home to you going, Ava.
Right. Well,
didn't
that's
you
what
check?
Husbands are for, aren't they?
Didn't you check?
To give a roll of the eyes and a tut and say, oh, for goodness sake, love, never mind. Have to wait another 20 years. No, but they're very strict about what, you know, that's kind of the American way, isn't it? They're very strict in bureaucracy about, you know, if they say bring a piece of paper, you better bring it forget it.
A lot of the pieces of paper, like our marriage certificate and your naturalisation certificate, they didn't even ask for. Presumably
right.
Because they have all the information already.
Yeah, but
already
you know
online.
What? If you hadn't taken them, they would have asked for them, right. Guaranteed. So this is the penultimate event in a long series of events which have led up to you becoming a citizen of this great nation. And we're all very proud of you because it's an incredible achievement, that's the thing.
I know, and it really, because it seems like nothing, because you just go into a room for, you know, for your interview and you're there for 43 minutes or whatever, however complicated your case is. And you're asked 10 questions, which...
10 civics questions.
10 civics questions.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they give you 100 to learn.
Right, which you learned all of them. Absolutely, Pat. I mean, as an actress, first of all, you're learning lines. I said this to Tyler yesterday. But you made sure that there was no question that you didn't know.
No, that's right. There was... Not for every question, because for a question like, you know, how many senators are there? There's only one answer.
Right, a lot of them are multiple choice.
No, they're not multiple choice. It's not multiple choice, but they give you maybe four or five different ways of answering.
Right. So that's multiple choice.
No,
then.
It's not. Multiple choice is...
It's a multiple choice of answers.
What's your name? David, Eric, Jason or Phil?
Right, that would be multiple choice.
This was...
give two of your names.
No. What is the rule of law? You could either say, everybody must obey the law, which is a correct answer.
Right.
Phil would not be a correct answer to what is your name. Or the government must obey the law, also a correct answer.
Okay, all right. God, you Americans are so bullshit, aren't you? You're so like, listen, you got to listen to what I'm saying because I'm right here. God,
no, because it's not multiple choice. It's, you know, like maybe four or five different ways of answering the same question.
Do you know, when I signed in, and became a citizen, which is the next thing you're going to do. You're going to go up to Pomona, you're going to go to the LA County Fairgrounds, there's going to be 5,000 people there or something, like a lot of people. You're going to stand in a group of people. We're all going to be off to one side, all the or the audience, let's say, you know.
Uh-huh. I remember when you did it.
Because you did that before and I did. And you're going to swear allegiance to the flag and watch a video of Mr. Trump, going, or the president, going on about whatever, and welcome to the States, and watch yourself, especially if you're a Muslim and all that. And he won't say any of that. And then, here's the thing. When my dad did it, he stood there and he did the thing, and then he came out, and I said, Dad, give us a cigarette. And he went, bloody foreigners.
So. It's funny that it's actually at the fairgrounds in Pomona.
Yeah.
Because I was at the museum last night, and there's a Phil Dyke exhibition, and one of the paintings is of Pomona Fairgrounds. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be there.
You are. You're going to be in there. They're going to give you the. So that's the next thing. The formalities are over. The next thing is a ceremony.
As long as I don't commit a heinous crime between now and then.
No, or change your mind, you know, or decide, you know what, I'm joining ISIS.
I'm not going to do that.
Instead. Anyway, I played American Girl for you yesterday, and so that's it. But I'm delighted for you. It's really, it's a big achievement. There's a lot of hoops to jump through and a lot of money to spend. I know, you see, you are the same as me. When I did mine, by the time I did it, I was just ready for it and it didn't seem like a big deal.
It just didn't seem like a big deal, although the chap, the lovely gentleman that was interviewing me, said, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to do this on the computer. It's going to take a little while. And I went, don't worry, I've been waiting 6 years. Yeah. And at that point, I sort of realised that it was a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's an enormous deal and it's an incredible achievement and well done. Well done, Ava Burton.
Thank. Well, like you said, it's always nice to pass a test.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, good for you. All right, new American citizen, Ava Burton, almost just going to swear allegiance, hand over heart, and swear allegiance to the flag of the United States and the republic for which it stands.